Hey there, everyone. Welcome. This is it, I guess. We're doing this. And just while I'm at it, happy Columbus Day. That's when we're recording this, obviously not when we're posting it. But today, we celebrate the mass murder of the Native Americans and the fall of a once proud people. Is that right, or did I mess up what the holiday's about, or anything?
No, that's pretty much what the holiday's about. And that's the fun part about the holiday.
Okay. Oh, I thought the fun part was the fur trade and stuff.
Well, the fur trade was pretty good too, after we killed all the furries,
like the Europeans got the fur, the Native Americans got the diseases.
Yeah, it's a pretty good trade in my opinion.
Yeah, I guess if you were a European.
Yeah, I think Native Americans walked away as bandits.
Anyway,
I am Tyler, the King of Games,
and I am Joel,
the
host here. I sort of keep the lights on and
the
stuff.
The host with the most.
Yeah, I run the show. This is Ad Hominem, the podcast of illogical debate, in which we are going to play a game by the same name
called Ad Hominem.
Yeah. It's a game that I've been working on where we hold debates that make absolutely no sense.
It's logically illogical debates.
Now, Tyler, it's my understanding you've never played before, right?
Nope.
Do I remember that correctly?
I have not officially played. I have only sort of glazed at some of the videos online.
Okay. So, do you have any sort of grasp on the rules?
Vaguely. We pick a card from the deck, a topic, and I believe a method, and we debate upon them, if I'm correct?
Basically. So what's going to happen is...
I'm going to make myself
look stupid. We're going to have to break the rules, because there's only two of us, and we're not going to announce a winner at the end of each individual debate. That'll have to be decided later on. I'll explain that when we get there.
Okay. I'm totally the winner, though, everybody. That's the way it works. Yeah, totally.
Oh, yeah, he thinks he's good.
Yeah, I think I'm good.
Yeah, he thinks he's good at something.
I played Yu-Gi-Oh!, so, like, this is the same game. I won a bunch of games today in Yu-Gi-Oh! This is totally the same logical game. I mean, come on, it's got cards and everything. I just have to figure out what my life points are.
So, yeah, I guess you could compare the rules to Yu-Gi-Oh! In that they both have cards.
And they're both illogical games.
Yes, but the cards don't fight each other in Ad Hominem, unfortunately.
Yeah, some Yu-Gi-Oh! Cards don't even do that. Some Yu-Gi-Oh! Cards don't even get played.
Well, I don't play Yu-Gi-Oh!
Eh, nobody plays Yu-Gi-Oh! You just lose at it.
Well, apparently you don't lose at it.
Yeah, because I'm the best.
He thinks he's the best at something. isn't that cute? Well, anyway, it's not my job here to prove you wrong about Yu-Gi-Oh! Anyway, where were we? We were talking about the rules. And, you know, I wrote the rule book. I'll just explain it. For the sake of this podcast, how this is going to work, I'm going to roll a D4, because Roll20 doesn't have a D2 or a coin, which is unfortunate, because sometimes you do need that coin. Anyway, I'm going to roll that. Before I do, you'll call evens or odds. Then you'll decide whether you want to argue in favor of or against.
I call odds.
And then I will distribute the cards. And he's already calling odds. Okay.
I'm a very odd person, so we'll stick with that.
Okay. Is that just going to be like your general thing throughout the whole day, or is that just going to be like for this first round?
Yeah, we'll see how it goes on.
Okay. Well, anyway, I guess if you're ready, we'll go ahead and get into it. So, rolling. It's odd. Do you want to argue in favor of or against?
I'll go in favor of. It sounds like something funny will happen if I say in favor of.
Okay. I'm going to give you your method card. You can look at that, make sure you understand it. And then I'll play a topic.
Okay.
So, the topic is golf. Is it a sport, or is it a hobby? Tyler, you're going to have to argue that golf is a sport. Alright, we're each going to have 30 seconds to think about what we want to say, and that's going to happen at the same time. Alright, 30 seconds are up.
Okay.
Okay.
So who argues first?
The way the debate structure works, the person who's arguing for talks first, against talks second. The debate goes opening statements, counterarguments, closing statements.
Okay.
When you're talking, you will have the opportunity to ask your opponent one question throughout your entire argument. So that's all three of your turns. Your opponent will have 30 seconds to answer. That does not count against your 60 seconds to speak.
Oh, okay. Golf is a sport which is a sport because it takes physical skill and lots of effort. It takes years of honing one's skill in order to achieve a goal of being good at it. I mean, truly good at it. Either that or getting beat up by your wife like another guy we know. That's about it. That's my argument.
Okay.
It's not a sound argument, but best I got.
All right. So, see, I think golf is a hobby because I actually didn't look at my phallus. Golf is a hobby because, yeah, you might have to work hard to get there, but you could also just go to the same place as the pros and play with them and not be a pro. You just have to be a member of a club. You know what clubs are for? Hobbyists. Okay, your counter-argument time.
Okay, so my counter-argument to this is, I'm still going with the aspect that it takes skill and dedication and learning how to craft it. And my other part of the argument of that is, if a video game is considered a sport, golf sure as hell is a sport, because both takes time and skill and education upon how to play the game properly in order to truly master it and transcend within the game. That's it. That's all I got.
Okay. Well, my counterpoint to that is that despite all the physical exercise and the fact that you have to be a member of a club...
I didn't just say physical exercise.
And the club memberships, and I don't care what else you said, because I'm focused on the club memberships aspect of what you said. And... wait, I said that. So, fact of the matter is, you may have to be physically fit to play good, but you also have to be a member of a club, which is for hobbyists. And you know what else you have to be? Old.
I've seen young golfers. Yeah. I once golfed young. And then, like in Dark Souls, I didn't get good, so I quit.
Please tell me that's not your entire closing argument.
Oh, wait, I'm supposed to... okay, no, I No, my closing argument is, despite the, you know, you're considering it a hobby, it still takes skill, dedication, and long hours of practice to get things accomplished in order to be good enough at the game to actually be considered a truly good player. And in that situation, if video games can be considered a sport in that same regards, even if there's no physical activity to be seen, you still have to actually get good and master the muscle movements or other aspects of the game, whether it's the mental or physical aspects of the game, but you have to master those aspects in order for the sport to actually be good, or to be good at that sport. And in my opinion, that's what's really defining this as a sport. I'm a little bit over, ain't I?
You're out of
minute. Okay, sorry. I didn't mean to be so long. I mostly rambled there, but...
That's fine.
No, it's not.
It's fine. All right. Now I gotta close my argument somehow. I've made a mess of this. But that's okay. It doesn't matter.
It's good to be a mess.
All that matters is that golf is a hobby. Because only hobbyists join clubs. And only people who join clubs get to play on the nice fields. And that means, even if you're out there doing it for money, because you're so good that they pay you at it, it's just a hobby to you. You may not have a real job, because golf isn't a real job, because it's not a sport. But you're making money off your hobby, so that's... I guess I gotta be proud of you for that. Yeah, you're old. I'm done.
My turn?
No, that was the end of the debate.
Oh, darn it. But I won anyways, because right, I'm the best.
I was using the kettle logic fallacy in that game, which is using inconsistent or contradictory arguments to support a claim. And Tyler here was going splitting hairs. Focus attention on an extremely small, specific, or inconsequential aspect of the topic, or focusing on something I said and going off on a tangent with that.
Well, technically, I was focusing strictly on the skill aspect or whatever. So I guess I kind of succeeded with that.
Well, that's up to the fans to decide, not you. So we finished our first debate. Let's go ahead and... So would you like evens or odds?
I'm going to go odd. I'm an oddball.
Of course you are. It's worked so well for you so far.
Oh, man. You got the good one.
What? I think reality TV is harmless entertainment. While you think it's a bad influence?
Totally is a bad influence. Look at all the natural disasters.
Okay.
Bro. It's that totally
makes absolutely
fault.
No sense, but...
Okie dokie, I got my argument. My argument makes no sense, and then it's perfect.
Yep. I'm going to have a hard time using this fallacy, I think.
My fallacy is literally...
Shh, I can't know.
Monkeys. They can know. They can know anything they desire. For their will is but desire.
I have no idea what that means, but that's okay. It's time to start talking. And I guess that means I have to start talking.
Yes. Or you could not talk. I mean, that's perfectly fine with me. You don't have to speak.
Okay, so, reality TV. A lot of people may think, when they hear that, like MTV or the Kardashians. But you know, not everything is as dumb as those shows. There's some reality TV that's actually good. Like, have you seen Top Gear, the British version at least? You've got to have seen at least one episode of that and known this, right here, what I am watching right now in this moment, is quality entertainment. You're watching quality entertainment there. It's funny, and it's sort of educational, because you're learning about cars. Though, at the same time, Kardashians, I guess I could hear some arguments for bad influence, but it's not all bad. I'll just say that. It's not all bad.
My turn. It is that it's too bad. It's horrible. I mean, look, it has violence. I mean, look at that character Goku. He's all violent. And look at Pikachu. Look at his cheeks of his. They shoot thunder. And thunder makes lightning. And lightning makes stuff. And then things go on fire. And I don't know much else about that. But then you have card games. Shows about card games. And that's just weird. Because why would you play a card game to solve a problem? I mean, what is a problem really? But an issue. And an issue is a fight. And therefore, I don't know what's going on because monkeys and burritos are delicious. And that's why TV is bad.
Okay, that had nothing to do with why reality TV was bad. But you know what? That's okay. We all know that it's not all bad anyway. See, that was a cartoon or something? Nice American cartoons. But in the meantime, we've got more important issues, like Top Gear, or I don't know, what's another potentially educational one, or at least what's a good memeable one, because you know the memes are more important than education these days. I know. What about old Rick Harrison in that pawn shop, working with his son, whose name I can't remember, even though that copypasta was traveling around all of last year, and I'm out of time, aren't I?
Okay, well, you say that I had an incorrect analysis. Well, let's go more towards the reality TV side of TV, because I'm arguing that TV in general is bad, but let's go with the reality TV. And reality TV has beer, it has people drinking alcohol, and has people of ethnic descent not acting appropriately or wise with their actions. Therefore, it is racist, it is wrong, and it is immoral. And you know why it's immoral? Because immoral is a word with M in it. And M means M&Ms, and M&Ms are just bad. They have chocolate in it, and chocolate just tastes bad. And you shouldn't eat it because it's bad for you. That's my argument, and I'm sticking to it.
Okay, then. Well, in closing, I guess, that made absolutely no sense either. Still had nothing to do with reality TV, though I guess you're a little more on the mark than before. I'm just going to go back and say it's not all bad, because sometimes it can be fun. Unlike like when the Kardashians or something like that's on, because that's not fun. But that's all I got.
There was once a reality TV show with children in it, and children, they cause destruction and mayhem, and it's just bad for children to watch. Children watching children shouldn't be a show. It is against nature and man to watch things that are not currently going on in front of him. Therefore, reality TV is of the devil. Grrr. That's my argument. I'm done.
Okay. I really, really want to know what your fallacy is.
It's really dumb. I'm not sure I'm playing it right, but we'll see.
My fallacy was the middle ground fallacy, stating that the truth is somewhere between the two opposing solutions.
Mine was red herring.
You got that down perfect. Good job. That was indeed a red herring argument all the way.
I have no idea what I was arguing about, but I just came up with shit.
It worked somehow.
About burritos. Burritos are delicious.
Did you even mention burritos? I don't remember burritos.
Yes, I did. I've mentioned burritos, and they were delicious.
Okay.
At least I think I said they were delicious. They might have been not delicious. I don't know.
Well, we'll just say for now that they were delicious. All right. So first off, let's put the card off to the side. All right. Well, we're down to it, guys. We are down to it. You know what that means?
You might need to explain.
It means we're down to it. We're down to that last argument.
All right.
Evens or odds?
I'm going to choose the oddball out.
Of course you are.
Hey, there you go.
Wait, that was wrong. Sorry, I clicked the wrong button. Oh, finally! Finally, I get to pick. It is my call. I am in charge for once. Finally, this last time, I am in charge.
What good it will do you?
It'll do me absolutely no good. But I at least get to say that I'm arguing against.
Okay,
and
okay.
The little amount of power and control that gives me, I'll take.
Okay. Let's see. What's my argument going to be?
All right. The argument, diamonds, girl's best friend or girl's worst enemy?
Oh, yeah. I can argue this one. Okay. Declare.
Tyler thinks that diamonds are a girl's best friend. Me? Not so much. I think that women and diamonds have been at odds with each other ever since the beginning of time and didn't even know it.
All right, I'm ready. I'm ready. So wait, I have to go first. Yeah, okay.
I'm ready too. All right, you're ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, start talking.
You know, you give a girl a diamond, you know what they're going to give you, right? You know, you give a diamond to a hot girl, they're just going to love it. They're beautiful, they're shiny, they're valuable, they're an investment. Yeah, they're totally something you need because, well, they're beautiful and you want to say that your girlfriend is beautiful if you have a girlfriend. If you even have a girlfriend. But nonetheless, if you want to say your girl's beauty, you just give them a shiny little rock and say, bitch, you know, put this on your finger, you're going to look good. I end my argument. Girls are hot. Dog.
All right, first off, I don't have a girlfriend, so maybe I'm talking out of ignorance here, but I don't think there's any evidence to back up the claim that diamonds are truly a girl's best friend. Sure, there was a strong marketing campaign at one point, and the diamond industry has sort of survived off that and slave labor ever since, but really, I think the slave labor part kind of solidifies girls hate diamonds. In reality, girls hate diamonds. They just hate them. They hate them. You can ask any girl you know. In fact, I encourage it. Just not right now, though, because we're in the middle of a show. Don't bring a girl in right now. I might cry.
you know, I'm just going to declare your criticism invalid because it doesn't match any of your true feelings. You know that a diamond's good for a girl. Men just know this instinctively, and this just doesn't match up to anything. That your criticism is just invalid as a result. I'm sorry. You have to be honest with me here, man, and I don't think you're being honest. I don't think this is your true actions. I think what your argument is basically a load of bull in order to try to win this debate. And I'm just going to throw it out there. Girls love diamonds. That and hand cannons. But hand cannons made of diamonds? Oh my God, they just go wild for that. Hand cannon diamonds. Oh, I got to patent that. Oh. All right, your turn. Beat that. Because I don't think you can. Because you're not being honest with me here.
Okay. Well, thank you for that, I guess. But, I mean, other than a whole bunch of insults, you didn't really, like, give me the solid evidence I was looking for to say that diamonds are a girl's best friend. And so I'm just going to continue saying diamonds are a girl's worst enemy. And you can't prove otherwise. All right. That's my argument. What's your closing?
My closing is, once again, you're not being honest. You are saying you don't even have a girlfriend? That means you don't even know. Therefore, you don't even have an idea. And it's just truth that if you give a girl a diamond, and that might be why you don't have a girlfriend, because you haven't given one a diamond. Now, I give all these girls diamonds, and they just keep coming at me and going, woohoo! And you know what? They love them shiny rocks. And again, if you hand them a gun, they love them too. And if you hand them a gun and a diamond, well, you probably just married a woman. I'm just saying. So there you go. That's my argument. You're being invalid. You're not being honest with us. And you just don't know because you don't got one. Your turn.
All right. So in closing, yes, I don't have a girlfriend. And no, I don't feel okay about that right now. But, you know, the single life isn't all bad. It allows me to believe that diamonds are a girl's worst enemy for as long as possible, and continue to say that there's no evidence otherwise for as long as possible. And I think I can be okay with that for as long as possible. And I can't think of anything else to say for as long as possible. Okay. That was closings, wasn't it?
All right. That's the final argument.
Okay.
Isn't it?
Well, let's reveal our hands. All right. I was playing argument from silence, which is declaring that your claim is right based on a lack of evidence against it. Not to be confused for declaring that your opponent can't prove you wrong. And then Tyler was arguing tu quoque. I think that's how you pronounce that. It's declaring your opponent's criticism invalid because the opponent's actions don't wholly match that of their claim.
And I don't think your argument matched the claim because women love rocks and hand cannons. Big old hand cannons.
You know what else is weird? You kept cutting out as, like, after the first syllable of cannon each of those times you said it.
Hand.
So I just got hand can three times in a row. So anyway, how this is going to work out, I've been saying, I think, that the fans are going to be judging the winners. And if you don't know the rules, don't worry, I'll make those available as soon as possible. Probably...
I win, that's the rule.
Ignore him. I'll... just link you to the rule book. I've got a post on Board Game Geek about it. So I'll just link that in a blog post, and we'll call it even. We've done three debates for you here, and you're going to determine on each of them who the winner was based on three categories. First, and most importantly, do you believe the fallacy was used? If so, who used it better? If not, the person who didn't use the fallacy automatically loses. Second, the argument you thought had the best opening statement. That's your second criteria. Your third criteria, who had the best response to criticism for that argument? And I chose these exact criteria because that has the absolute least to do with the debate itself. It's not about proving your point. It's about sounding better. So I'm going to post a separate poll for each one.
And they know they're going to choose me.
He thinks they're going to choose him. I think you all are going to do the right thing.
And choose me.
And say that I won. But, you know, I'm not in control. Maybe someone out there agrees that Tyler is the best. I don't judge. I judge. But that's not the important thing. The important thing is that we all have fun. And just know that when this episode airs, there'll be a poll posted on Twitter about an hour later. This poll will also be posted to the Podient page, which I don't know if that's how you pronounce that, but it's a podcasting site that we're using to host our podcast. And you can do polls on here. So we're going to be utilizing that tool quite a bit. Actually, we'll be utilizing it 3 times a week because, you know, every time we air an episode, we're going to have 3 polls. But that's just how that's going to work. So
I am ad hominem.
I really hope that sometime soon we get to play the ad hominem fallacy. I know that didn't happen today, but I mean that's a fun one.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just a fun one, you know. So anyway, what was I saying?
Something about people getting votes to see who wins.
Oh yeah. So you submit your votes. You don't have to explain why. We don't really need to know why you think someone's better than someone else.
You don't need
else.
To explain why I'm awesome. You just need to say it. Hey!
Or don't say it.
You took away my
You're
card,
welcome.
Man. Oh, there he is. I must delete the card, man.
Okay. Yeah, Tyler drew a smiley face on our playing board with the cards.
Yay! Now I have to write on them.
Please don't do that. So in closing, remember to vote. That'll be on Twitter with the account Incitement Games. You can follow me personally at Danilo Leode, which is Joel Holland, spelled backwards. I'll be sure to put that up in the podcast description. Tyler, you want to drop a link to your Twitter or any channel? Drop your mixtape.
You can go to Nemesis Blade at YouTube if you want to catch anything there. For the most part, not really. My Twitter is kind of just, I never use it, so I just use it to be a nerd.
Oh, okay.
So, and everybody likes being a nerd.
Yeah. I guess he's not really as much of a YouTube personality, or that's not what I meant.
No, I'm not YouTube personality, but at least I like to be on YouTubes, and I like to streams. If you like them card games, they're always fun.
Yeah, he streams. What do you stream? Yu-Gi-Oh.
Yu-Gi-Oh, YGO Pro replays, and some video games from like whatever I'm able to record because the companies suck.
Yeah.
So if they haven't like closed off my recording equipment on a system, I'll go ahead and record something. Like, I've been thinking about maybe recording something for the new Evil Within when it comes out.
Oh, that sounds cool.
But then again, half my channel is the previous Evil Within, so.
Well, so he plays video games for not a living on YouTube, but like as a hobby. You know, like golf
yeah.
is.
Never really caught on with people. People forget to share on Facebook. And you know what? You should always share when your friend gives you a link to his YouTube channel, because nothing happens if you don't.
Yep, there's that.
Even if you don't like his content, at least try to share to be nice.
Yep. If you like what you heard here, tell your friends. Because your
share.
Friends might
love- Share.
Yep. Your friends will like this if you liked it. Remember to upvote us on whatever you're listening to this on. I'm going to try and get this up on...
Ooh, ad hominem.
Try and get this up on the big three, iTunes, Google Play, and Spotify by the end of the week after it's uploaded. And I'm not quite sure what our posting schedule is going to be like yet. I'm assuming Wednesdays at this point, but There's two different days this podcast is recorded because I have two separate co-hosts, so it could just be every other week it's uploaded a different day, but who knows? We'll see. I'll try and come up with a consistent date and time, and that time will probably be Wednesday, my dudes. So, to learn more about this game that I have made that we have been playing here, you can go to facebook.com/adhominemgame or go to incitementstudio.com. And I apologize about the current state of the website. It is a work in progress that I threw together in about a week, and I know I need to do better.
And don't forget to support him on Patreon when he gets it fully working, because seriously, he needs the money.
Yeah, I need money, but I also don't have a Patreon right now. Just ignore that comment. I'll get a Kickstarter going when I have a big enough following.
But do share so we can get that following.
Yeah, or who knows, maybe this podcast will get big enough that I can do sponsored people, get on the Max Fun Network or something. That'd be awesome.
So remember, share, friends, share.
Share, friends, share, yes. And
it's like Pokemon.
Always
gotta share them all.
And always remember, folks, debates are not about proving your point. They are about asserting dominance over your opponent. This is Joel Holland signing out.
G.I. Joe.
What he said. Are we allowed to use that? That sounds illegal, honestly.
Nah, it's parody, so it's all good.
Okay. Well, see you next time, folks.
Peace.